Being joined on Radio On The Go Sports by Appleton Parkersburg boys golf coach Gary Flanagan, and the Falcons have qualified for the state tournament for the first time in quite some time. And coach, thanks for taking a little bit of time here. I'll ask you about today's round specifically for your team, but I guess just to start off, what can you say about how meaningful of an accomplishment this is to be able to earn this opportunity as a team, to go to the state tournament?
Well, Jonathan, I'm very proud of our young man. It wasn't a good day, and I know it wasn't a good day for everybody weather-wise, but, they stuck to it, and I know some of them had some bad holes and some bad shots, but they stuck to it and just kind of muttered their way through it. And I'm really proud of Brandon Hartberger, who's our sixth man. And he shot a 77, and he was actually tied for third overall, and he would have made it as an individual if we didn't make it. So pretty proud of him as our number six man, and also Nate Peters, our number five. He came through with an 81. So, the bottom of our lineup kind of carried us today.
Yeah, and this is a state tournament appearance, kind of a long time in the coming. I know last year you were you ended up falling just short as a team at the district meet. You've been pretty close a lot of times here in the last decade or so, if I remember correctly. But I have to imagine this has to be pretty fulfilling and awesome for you guys to finally be able to get this accomplished.
Yeah, it is, and for me as a coach, I don't know how many years it's been, but I know we had a stretch there where we got third six times, and I think a total of eight strokes kept us out of the state tournament. So today we kind of broke through, and hats off to our young men. They finally got her done, and so could be more prouder of them.
Yeah, and so when it comes to today's tournament as a whole, you had mentioned maybe not the greatest day weather-wise, 323 strokes as a team, maybe you wouldn't necessarily make it into the state tournament in many years, but I guess so. What can you say about today's performance and as a whole, and obviously doing what you guys needed to do despite the conditions and everything?
Yeah, I'm proud of them. Like you say, every day is different, every course is different. And so the weather, it truly was a test today. And we talked about that before we teed off, that those who are mentally tough are going to be the ones that come through, and there's going to be bad shots. The wind's going to take it. There's, we had downpour when we took off, and we had a little bit of a delay. And so even that mental part of it, and we stayed tough. Overall, you kind of feel like you're disappointed with the 323, but we were the second in our district. And so pretty proud of them, because there's other teams that were pretty good teams that didn't have good team scores. And so our guys fought through it, and very, 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 very proud of them.
Coming into the season, we kind of knew what you were getting with some of your top golfers, such as obviously a returning state qualifier individually with Caleb Campbell. Benny Waller obviously has had a great season here in his junior year as well. But for some of those other guys that maybe have quite a bit less golfing varsity experience, what can you say about some of those guys and how you've seen them progress throughout the year? Because it takes everyone to be able to accomplish this as a team.
It does. It does. And I even want to mention, we have four young men on the JV team who are averaging about a 41. And I know there's a lot of teams in our state would love to have those four guys, and they'd be on a lot of varsity teams. So Harris Oaks and Austin Shepherd and Harrison Schultz and Jackson Gillespie's, they pushed our guys all year. So these top six guys, if they would have faltered at all, they wouldn't be playing. So they had a battle every meet we had and every qualifying round we had. And I also say in our conference, every dang time we had a duel or a conference meet or an invite, we're playing Grundy Center, Waterloo Columbus, East Marshall. They all three qualified for state. So our NICL conference is going to be well represented. And I think that's part of our success, quite honestly, too, that we know what it takes to be the best team in the state, because we're playing Grundy and we're playing Columbus. So our kids know what they need to shoot. And I think having to be focused all that time has really helped us prepare for this as well.
All right. So now that you've got this this state qualifying under your belt now, what are kind of the next steps for this team over the next week or so as you get ready to, go down to the state tournament and compete, one final time as a team? And you'll be playing for the final time as a team, as opposed to not necessarily knowing going into these, sectional and district meets.
Right. You know, I think, you know, for me, I can speak from my perspective as a coach. It's kind of like, okay, we got over this hurdle. It's like, whew. But this team actually, you know, that we beat Columbus and we beat East Marshall. We haven't beat Grundy yet this year. We've came close. They're a good team. So I know they know what we have to do. And I think we're in a good mindset. You know, the weather isn't going to cooperate here for the next couple of days. So who knows what we're going to be doing the next couple of days. And then we have a holiday weekend. And I really believe it's important for our young men to spend time with their family. So I know we might do something Monday, but they're going to have Saturday and Sunday off. And tomorrow looks like the weather's going to give us a day off. We might do some indoor work. But I think really right now, you know, I know they're busy. We got baseball. A lot of our kids play baseball. Dual sport in it with track. Some are going to go down to state tournament. So it's a busy week. I think they also need some time off, get some homework done. So in terms of golf, I think we're where we need to be on that, and they just need to get caught up in being a son and a student and get caught up in that. So that's really our main focus, quite honestly. I told them to make sure they get their homework done here in the next couple of days because we're going to be missing 3 days of school here coming up. So I think we're ready. I think a little break is also good for them.
All right. Any final thoughts you'd like to share about today before we wrap up?
No, I just want to make sure I mention all the guys' names. I know I left out Benny. And Benny Weller played great in sectionals. He played great today. In mixed day, he had a not a very good start, but he stayed the course and he grinded it out and he shot an 85. I know he probably wouldn't be happy with that score, but that 85 grinding it out helped us get to state tournament. So it truly was a team event. And Caleb Campbell didn't play very well, but he's our number one man. And I know he's going to be ready to go next week.
All right, that's AP Boys Golf Coach Gary Flanagan on qualifying for the state tournament as a team. I appreciate the time, Coach, and best of luck here next week at state.
All right, well, thank you. I forgot Rylan Asher, who's been a main part of our team all year. He didn't have a good day today, but he had a good sectional, and I feel good about all of them, and I just want to make sure I mention Rylan in there as well.
You bet. All right, that's AP Boys Golf Coach Gary Flanagan joining us here on Radio On The Go Sports.